This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Saturday acclaimed a historic action plan by G7 nations to prevent future pandemics as the group showcases U.S.-led unity against China and Russia at its first in-person summit in almost 2 years. Collective steps include slashing the time taken to develop and license vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics for any future disease, while reinforcing global surveillance networks. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is welcoming the health pact, and he says the UN agency will examine a British proposal to create a global pandemic radar to send early warnings of future outbreaks. However, aid charity Oxfam says the declaration does nothing to address the fundamental problems that are preventing vaccines being accessible to the vast majority of humanity. The declaration will be finalized Sunday, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as he chairs the second day of a 3-day summit. The G7, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are largely focused on building back better after COVID-19 wrecked economies and claimed millions of lives around the world. The agenda broadened Saturday to foreign policy issues, as the G7 was joined by the leaders of Australia, South Africa, and South Korea, with India taking part remotely. Russia's National Coronavirus Task Force on Saturday reported that the country's tally of daily new infections has risen by 50% over the past week and more than doubled in Moscow. Faced with the spiking figures, Moscow authorities said enforcement of mask and glove wearing on mass transit, in stores, and in other public places would be strengthened, and that violators could face fines of up to 5,000 rubles, or about $70. This is VOA News.